Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Tuesday, December 24th, 2013. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. Moorage rates in Sitka's harbors are going up next week. The Sitka Assembly last night approved the rate hike on second reading, bumping the per-foot monthly charge for permanent berths from $2.64 to $2.80, an increase of a little over 6%, which takes effect January 1st. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The increase was the result of a master plan completed in 2012 that proposes similar increases in each of the next 3 years. There was no testimony from harbor users, although some expressed their concern 2 weeks ago when the issue was heard on first reading. The general sentiment was that some commercial fishermen might start to look for lower moorage in other communities. Assemblymember Mike Reif questioned that logic at the time, but since then he has become the lone no vote. But it wasn't because he was worried that the rates were too high.
I think the rate needs to be a little bit higher. I'd rather enter this, maybe being a little too high in the beginning, and then we can cut back.
Reif was concerned about some of the possible scenarios described by the Harbor Department that involved abandoning some of the harbor system or allowing parking lots to revert to gravel. He said, "We're not just trying to take care of current harbor users. We want to take care of their children." There was no support on the rest of the assembly for increasing rates above those recommended in the master plan, but they didn't rule it out in the future. Matt Hunter wanted to take a look at how things were going in a year. So did Pete Esquiro. He called Sitka's one of the best harbor systems in Alaska.
To have something as good as we have is going to cost more money. There's just no way around it. And we have a very large industry here in the salmon and seafood industry that means a lot to us financially. And if we do begin starting to close down facilities and consider that, it will have some detrimental effects to the overall economy of Sitka.
Esquiro nonetheless voted with the majority in favor of the 6% hike. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett was absent. The increase keeps Sitka in third place among Southeast's most expensive harbors, behind the two in Juneau and in Petersburg. Elsewhere in Alaska, Valdez, Kodiak, Seward, and Homer all have more expensive moorage. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Work began last month on Sitka's A&B Harbor. The $7.7 million project will demolish all of the existing structures and replace them with new floats and pilings by early spring. But a small invader in the harbor has added a little wrinkle to the usual process. KCAW's Rachel Waldholz reports.
Workers with the Seattle-based contractor Pacific Pile and Marine are driving pilings into the seafloor at A&B Harbor.
Basically, the tip of the piling is on rock, and they're starting to drill into the rock.
This is city engineer Dan Taddock.
Every few feet or so, you can actually hear the drilling now. They're using air to blow the cuttings back out of the piling, so it almost looks like the water's boiling up. When you're standing closely,
the contractors are drilling 13 feet into rock to set the pilings. As they drill down, they stop occasionally to blow air into the hole to clear it out. At those moments, between the water bubbling up and the cuttings spraying everywhere, it looks like they've struck oil. The contractors will put in over 60 new galvanized steel pilings, ranging from 12 to 24 inches in diameter. Those will be followed by brand new floats. The work has to be done by March 15th in time for herring season. But there's a side story to the project. A couple years back, volunteers with Sitka's BioBlitz survey found a pair of invasive tunicates, or small marine invertebrates, in A&B Harbor, as well as several other Sitka harbors. Now, these aren't DVEX. That's the invasive tunicate you might have heard about before, the one that sometimes gets compared to the creature from the 1950s horror movie The Blob. DVEX can grow extremely fast, blanketing entire ecosystems and smothering everything around it. It was found in Sitka's Whiting Harbor in 2010, and that's still the only place in Alaska that it's been found. The tunicates in A&B Harbor are called Batrillids, or Harbor Star and Golden Chain tunicates, and they've been much better behaved than DVEX, so far.
You know, we're interested in watching the Batrillid group.
That's Marnie Chapman, a biologist at the University of Alaska Southeast.
Because even though at this point there hasn't been demonstrated massive growth of these. A lot of times what invasives can do is they can hang out at very low levels, and then all of a sudden something will change about the environment, and then they're able to grow and spread rapidly. So even though that might not be demonstrated yet, it doesn't mean we shouldn't worry about them at all.
The worry is that, given the right conditions, they could suddenly explode, choking out native species. So even though the Batrillids might be hanging out under the radar right now, not really bothering anyone, the goal is to avoid spreading them any further. Because of this, the A and B project permit requires that all of the material from the harbor be disposed of in a different way than usual.
And a lot of times what happens in Alaska is bits and pieces of harbors get sent all over the place when harbors are decommissioned. And so it's potentially, we think, a really effective way of spreading invasive species to really pristine areas in Alaska to take pieces of harbors and move them somewhere else.
So instead, the material from A and B Harbor will be barged down to Seattle and disposed of on land. The wood will be taken to a landfill, the steel pilings will be recycled, and hopefully the process will prevent those invasive stowaways from hitching a ride to any other Alaskan port. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.
An old hemlock tree fell on transmission lines this weekend in Sitka, causing a three-hour citywide power outage. The outage started at 11:38 p.m. Friday when the fallen tree broke an insulator on three main conductors that transfer hydropower from Green Lake and Blue Lake into town. The tree trunk is alongside Sawmill Creek Road between the Raptor Center and the Indian River Bridge. Its proximity to the road made it easier for crews to respond. Power was completely restored by 3:15 a.m. on Saturday. Christopher Bruton, the utility director for the city and borough of Sitka, says they were able to figure out fairly quickly where the line had failed.
Our Blue Lake plant is manned 24/7, so we always have an operator on duty. So typically on a system outage of this magnitude, they instantly know that there's a big trouble. Calling and asking them what's going on is really not in your best interest. That's going to slow down our restoration process.
Bruton says Sitkins should feel free to contact the electric department if they are the only ones experiencing an outage. But if the entire neighborhood loses power, it's best to wait it out. And finally, today is Christmas Eve, a workday for many people, including the news reporters of the Alaska Public Radio Network. You hear them every single weeknight of the year on Alaska News Nightly, bringing you the events of the day from our huge state. But how well do you really know them? This is Clement Clark Moore's holiday classic, The Night Before Christmas, from some of the most familiar voices on our airwaves.
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
And what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, and Prancer and Vixen, on Comet and Cupid, Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all!
As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
So up to the housetop the coursers they flew with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Our newsy version of The Night Before Christmas was put together by Ariel Van Cleve at KBBI in Homer. Did you recognize anyone else? You can see the full list at our website, kcaw.org. Merry Christmas. And that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. Stay tuned for National Public Radio, and then at 8:18, I will have a live interview with a recorded interview with a very, very special guest. I can't reveal anything else, but stay tuned for that at 8:18. This is Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka, where it is 38 degrees and overcast, raining slightly off and on. Stay tuned for NPR. Have a good morning and Merry Christmas.